Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Google attempts to protect their monopoly. For May 6, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name is Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, we'll look at the latest Helldivers 2 drama and take an economic look at the video game industry. Earlier last month, Epic Games filed an injunction against Google, urging the court to force Google to set up a catalog and library system for third-party app stores for 6 years. Epic also listed out several actions that Google should be prohibited from, essentially asking U.S. District Judge James Donato to regulate the mobile app market with legal precedent. Which brings us to last Friday, when Google finally responded to Epic's proposed injunction. Google filed a 93-page objection that argues Epic Games' injunction is self-serving and seeks remedies that Epic is not entitled to. Google continued to argue that the changes Epic wants would, quote, significantly damage Google's ability to compete in the mobile market. Among the dozens of other objections, the most interesting, or at least the funniest objection, is Google describing what Epic proposed as a, quote, arduous task, levying that the court would essentially need to create a new global regulatory regime in order to micromanage the mobile app market. Sure, Google, sure. Google further argues that this regulatory regime would affect not just the mobile app market, but all original equipment manufacturers, essentially trying to appeal to other OEMs, such as console manufacturers, to oppose these proposed regulatory changes. But let's be clear, Google is making a mountain out of a molehill here by inflating the scope of Epic's injunction. To refresh everyone's memories from last month, Epic asked the court to prohibit Google from adding vague terms of service to dissuade uploads of third-party app stores, make agreements with actual or potential competing distributors, force exclusivity, use the most favored nation legislation to place limits on differentiated content, and placing restriction on the removal of developer apps from the Google Play Store. None of which is asking for a new regulatory body that is micromanaged by the court. Epic is asking for clarification and clear grounds to actually distribute their own app store through one Android marketplace. Overall, though, it'll be fascinating to see how the court interprets these filings. We will hopefully get some answers later this month. The hearing on Epic's injunction against Google is slated for Thursday, May 23rd. Sony's Helldiver 2 has enjoyed nearly 3 months of nonstop success. However, when it comes to video games, nothing good lasts forever. Helldiver 2 developer Arrowhead Games revealed that they would be issuing a new patch called the, quote, account linking update. Starting today, Helldiver 2 Steam users are required to link their PlayStation Network and Steam accounts. Helldiver 2 Steam users that existed prior to May 6th will be given until June 4th to link their accounts in order to continue playing. Arrowhead further explained that they temporarily allowed Steam users at launch, but that due to safety and security concerns, Sony is requiring users to link their PSN and Steam accounts. One of the main issues with this idea is Sony's PlayStation Network is only available in 73 countries, leaving 118 countries without the ability to actually play the game that they paid good money for. This has obviously pissed off all of the Helldiver 2 fanbase and has started a PR nightmare for Sony. Helldiver 2 has amassed over 250,000 negative reviews over the last week. And all that feedback had a tangible impact because late Sunday night, Sony announced that they were canceling the account linking update. Sony finished their statement by saying, quote, "We're still learning what is best for PC players and your feedback has been invaluable," essentially hiding their ghoulish data scraping idea behind feigned ignorance of the PC market. Overall, it's interesting that the video game community chose Helldivers to finally die on this hill. Over the last two decades, we've seen dozens of games require arbitrary account linking. Ubisoft, Rockstar, Electronic Games, and countless others do this exact same thing with all of their new releases on Steam and Epic. So I wonder what was different this time around to make gamers oppose accounts linking this much. Market research firm Newzoo released part of their first quarter findings for this year. In this pared-down release, Newzoo went over the top PC and console games by revenue in the U.S. and parts of Europe. Newzoo totaled up the revenues from France, Germany, Italy, Spain, the United Kingdom, and the United States, and found that Fortnite is the top-grossing PC and console game for the first quarter of 2024. Newzoo revealed that Fortnite accounted for 10% of all revenue made. However, Newzoo does not disclose how much actual money was spent. EA Sports FC 24, Helldiver 2, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, and NBA 2K24 fill out the second through fifth spots, respectively. Newzoo further breaks down their findings, showing that on PC, Helldiver 2 sold more than Fortnite. Helldiver 2 accounted for 8.6% of the revenue on PC, leaving Fortnite, Valorant, Palworld, and Modern Warfare 3 to fill out the rest of the top five. Newzoo pointed out that Palworld's revenue made up 6% of all PC revenue. Overall, this small look into how well games are selling shows a couple of things. One, Fortnite commands a huge market share of the video game market. And two, games like Palworld that are independently made are upsetting the market and taking sizable slices of the pie as well. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.